السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of the Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Appa with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بارک اللہ فیکم، مولانا سلیم کریم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the biggest and greatest and most auspicious day of the week, and it is the 20th of Safar, 1447 here in South Africa. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, and verses number 26 right up to 29. Yesterday we discussed that, for example, if the parents are in Jannah and Paradise, and their progeny and children also passed away with Iman and Islam, so they all will be together in Jannah. For example, just it will resonate with you. You are in first class in the plane and your children, for example, are in economy. So they told them, no, we give you a complimentary upgrade. All of you go sit there in first class. In this world, how happy, delighted, elated we'll be. But that is temporary. After 8, 10, 12 hours, you reach your destination. There in Jannah, Allah tells you, stay there forever and ever. Eternal bliss and joy and pleasure. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Now they all will be discussing issues of bilateral importance. So what will they address one another and say? Chapter 52 and verse number 26. Qalu, they will say, the families, parents, children, grandparents, grandchildren. Qalu, they said, meaning they will say, Inna kunna qablu fi ahlina mushfiqin. That we were from before, regarding our family members, regarding our progeny, mushfiqin, we were fearing. Will they pass away with Iman? Will they pass with flying colors? Will they pass Kamlu Day with distinction? So we used to cry to you, O Allah, Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min zurriyati, Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Chapter number 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. O Allah, make me from those who establish the salah. I read the salat and prayer and namaz 5 times a day. And my children and progeny must do the same. O Allah, accept this humble, broken dua and supplication. Chapter 46, verse 15, the beginning of the 26 supara, 26 Jews. Verse 15, 1-5, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Allah, Jalla wala, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my progeny and children. Chapter 25, verse 74, this every one of you should be reading daily. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, Jalla wala, grant us as spouses and children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. Famannallahu alayna. Hence, you see the father is fa'il ta'qib. Consequently, subsequently, for Manallahu alayna, Allah Ta'ala conferred his favor and bounty upon us. Manna is the verb. Mannan, Mannan means that. Allah who grants us His favors and bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Hannan, the one who's very, very compassionate. Mannan, the one who confers his bounties and favors upon us. And daily, and every minute, every moment, every second, He is showering His bounties, favors upon us. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Hence He all, might Allah Jalla Wala showered His bounties and favors upon us. وَوَقَوْنَا عَذَابَ السَّمْهُومِ. And hence He all, might Allah, saved us from the punishment, chastisement of the scorching wind, the scorching fire. So all those meanings will be acceptable, remember that. So only He all, might Allah Jalla Wala, saved and protected us every day. And teach your children to read this dua, chapter 2, surah Baqarah, verse 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. O Almighty Allah, grant us goodness here in this world, grant us the goodness in the year after, and save us, O Allah, from the adab al-nar, from the punishment of the fire, the chastisement of the fire. Waqina adab al-nar. Imam Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, a contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. What a wonderful dua, O ulama, O students. This is a masterpiece. You must procure a copy. Al-Imam Sufyan Thawri by Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud, Sheikh Al-Azhar. What a genius giant he was. Big white beard he had. We met him there in Medina Munawwara, in Karachi, and so forth, with Allah's help. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So very, very great scholar. So he wrote this book, Imam Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. And one dua he mentions there, Sufyan used to read, Imam Sufyan Thawri. Allahumma rzuqna. Ya Allah, give us our deen and place it in our hearts. Allahumma aj'alid dunya fi aydina wa la taj'alha fi qulubina. Beautiful, wonderful, powerful dua. Allahumma aj'alid dunya fi aydina. Ya Allah, place the dunya in our hands, our house, our car, our wife, our husband for the ladies, our children, and our health, wealth, everything, Ya Allah. So place that in our hands. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Do not place it in our hearts. Our hearts should be saturated with your love, O Almighty Allah. Should be saturated with the love of all of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and should be saturated for the love of Islam. Today this Ummah, 90% have just turned it upside down. They took the dunya, the glitter and glamour of this world, and placed it in the hearts. There's hardly any place left to love Allah Jalla Wala, to love Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to love Islam. That is the tragedy at the micro and macro level. You look at our families, you look at people, and you will find that this is a divine punishment upon this ummah. Allah save us, protect us. Inna kunna min qablu nadu. Verily, we were from before begging and asking you, Allah, Allah, save us from Jahannam and the hellfire and the furnace and the inferno of Jahannam and the hellfire of Jahannam. And grant us direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus. We were continuously begging you, asking you from before. Allah, out of His fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence, accepted it. Innahu, innallah. Verily, He Almighty Allah, who al barrur rahim, is very, very kind, and rahim, al rahim, very, very merciful. Fadhakkir, for the Muslims, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make tazkir. Wadhakkir, fa inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. Keep on reminding them, because reminding them is beneficial for them. Almighty Allah has mentioned this in Surah Az-Zariyat, the previous chapter we did, chapter 51 and verse number 55. So here Almighty Allah is addressing Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For hence, consequently, Subsequently, what must you do? Fadhakir. So you must continue reminding them. Fama anta bi ni'mati rabbik. Hence, with the grace, mercy, and the bounty of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, you are not, Ya Rasulullah, bikahinin wala majnoon. You are not a soothsayer. You are not a fortune teller. Wala majnoon. And Allah forbid, you are not insane. You were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. You were, you are, you always will be the only Khatamun Nabiyeen, the seal of all the prophets and messengers. You were, you are, you always will be the only Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that a mercy to the entire universe and creation. You see, today when people cannot beat you in an argument, then they go for character assassination. So when they could not beat Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what they said? They said, no, huwa kahin. He is just a fortune teller, Allah forbid. What they said? No, he's majnoon, Allah forbid, that is insane. Yet other places Allah Ta'ala mentions what they said. إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون. When it was told to them, say, لا إله إلا الله لا معبود بحق إلا الله. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah. Yastakbirun. They were too proud, they were too arrogant, they were too haughty to accept the true message. ويقولون. And they said, what they said? إِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِيَتِنَا لِشَائِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. What must we leave our deities, our semi-gods, demigods, idols, Lingam and Ganeshi and all of them? لِشَائِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. For a poet and one who is insane, Allah forbid. Chapter 37. You know Surah Yasin is chapter Surah 36. The Surah after that was Safat. Verses number 35-36. They all Almighty Allah mentions the enemies called him Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-iyadu billah, Allah forbid, Shair and Majnoon, a poet and a person insane, Allah forbid. Yeah, they would say, Bikahinu wala Majnoon, Allah Jalla wala is rejecting, refuting, and condemning what they are saying. The Master alayhi salam is not the fortune teller and not insane. He was, he is, he will always be the most intelligent, intellectual person on the surface of this earth and this entire universe. So that is our belief in Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Did you read, my listeners? أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Increase the salawat, the salutation, the durood sharif. Durood is not Urdu, is not Arabic, is a Farsi Persian word. It refers to a bumper harvest and a crop. The businessman will sell that bumper harvest, bumper crop in minimum time for maximum profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. Read أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith, Rawah ibn Majah, Ibn Majah has mentioned it, Abu Dawood has mentioned it. So we say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. That is the secret of it, as mentioned by Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 20th of Safar, 1447 here in South Africa and in most parts of the world and cities, countries, continents. Today, Friday, Jumu'ah, is the 21st of Safar. So Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, five Jutlas and five Jews, Zionists dispatched straight to hell. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Hamas doing a good job. We are Hamas. Why must you be apologetic and compromised? Because of this Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, murtad, munafiqeen, ghaddarin, the Saudis and the Emiratis, the Jordanian and the Egyptians, the Bahrainis and the Moroccans, all their leaders and hukam are murtads and out of the fold of Islam. Today, there will be big coverage, world coverage on Anchorage. Anchorage is there in Alaska. Trump, the harami, the rapist, and the felon, and the person who is a pedophile, He invited Putin. So Putin said, I'm ready to meet you. And they're going to meet, but don't expect much. Even Trump says, I'm just going there to set the table. If the meeting goes well, then we'll meet again in the near future and Zelensky will be invited. For the time being today, it's just one-on-one. That is American leader with the Russian Federation leader. Obviously, that Putin holds the Trump card. Not Trump. Trump is an idiot. If you go to Google and press idiot, you'll see Trump's photo will come. You can try it yourself. So that is what an idiot donkey he is. So Putin is too sharp for him, and he knows he's got the greatest amount of nuclear, so therefore they fear him much. So we stand with Putin, both haramis, but in life you have to make the right decisions. See, the Minister of Security in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Ben Gvir, he thought he's too clever. He wanted to take the Haaretz newspaper to court and charge them. So he lost the case and he withdrew the case. And now he has to pay all the legal costs for Haaretz also. Humiliation and disgrace upon the Israeli regime and their ministers and their supporters. And they will be punished right till the day of justice, Quran says. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish the Jews, those who support the batil and the falsehood, right till the day of justice with the worst punishment. The same Ben Gvir Harami goes to the prison where Marwan Barghouti is, and he tells him, because he's got the army and the police with him, he tells him from Marwan Barghouti, Houthi, you will never beat us. We will erase you. We will defeat you. So come one to one and see. Come one to one your enemy with Hamas and just see. Hamas will circumcise you and Smotrich and BNBB because your haramis are still not circumcised properly. You jutlas, you swines, you pigs and you monkeys and donkeys. That is what the Quran calls you. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. Chapter 62, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, the chapter dedicated to Friday, verse number 5. Smotrich, with the permission of Netanyahu, the war criminal, says, we are going to bury a Palestinian state. There'll be nothing like a Palestinian state. In the West Bank, we're going to divide it by two. One side, it'll be ours, one side theirs, and we're going to build 3,400 houses there. We say build it because all the Palestinians will occupy it next year, following year, or whenever. Because you're going to be defeated. 1 million minimum jutlas have left for good. And now others are packing up. They see that the ship is sinking and the rats are running. So all that is happening. So build it. And it will be Pakki Pakai Roti. Our Palestinians from the diaspora, 6 million, 7, all that 6 million Holocaust is a big fairy tale. You can go fool the idiots because masses are asses. Remember that. It's not even 1 million. Yes, this is the truth. There are more than 6 million Palestinians living in a diaspora. And they will come and occupy all those homes, inshallah. United Nations, European Union, everybody, the international community condemn Israel and Smotrich the Harami. But condemning means nothing. One side they condemn and other side they give material support and they supply arms. All Haramis and hypocrites. Melania Trump. You know Melania Trump? Yesterday we sent out to you the roots of the Trump family. Some from Scotland, some from here and there and everywhere. So they're not Americans also. So Melania Trump, you see. So she threatens to sue Hunter. You remember Hunter Biden, the Harami? So he's supposed to be in jail. But he, Joe, the Sleepy Joe, remember Sleepy Joe? That the war criminal. So remember that he also. So he said he will not pardon his son. But before time came to get kicked out, he pardoned. This is American system. The president can pardon people. So how is he going to pardon people when he himself is a criminal, like the case of Trump, you see that? So Trump, Donald Duck's wife, Melania, says that she's threatening to sue him, Hunter Biden, for $1 billion because he said that Trump met her there by Epstein's place, you see that? So meaning that she was also one of the loose ladies and so forth. So let's see how far that will go. 40,000 babies in Gaza alone are suffering from malnutrition. What are we doing as the Ummah? We can't just be speaking and dreaming. We need to take action as well. So remember, simple action. All the Jutla businesses you're dealing with, all the American businesses you're dealing with, you must tell them, go to hell. You are supporting Israel and America, so we will not deal with you. Muqata'a, ayyuhal ummah. Boycott, boycott. Teach them a lesson, remember. The settlers just lynch the Palestinians in the West Bank. They just catch Palestinians, lynch them, murder them, and they get away with impunity. That is American-style justice. That is Israeli-style justice. There in Syria, big problems. So a blast took place yesterday in Italy. 4 people killed there. 13 people dead and dozens injured in Kuwait. Regarding alcohol poisoning, all these Arab states, you will find alcohol there, above the table, under the table, all haramis, you must remember. What the hell the alcohol is doing there? So remember, but they all bootlickers, that's the problem with them. Now see this here, you have 2 parties there, right, in America. You have the Republicans and you have the Democrats. So you have one big state, 50 states in America, 50. So in California, the Democratic mayor says, we're going to redraw the map up. And so that the borders and so forth. So next year when we have midterm elections, we'll get 5 extra seats. We're learning from you, Trump and your party, because in Texas, you Republicans want to do the same. You have to redraw the borders up so that you can get 5 extra seats. So both of them are donkeys and both of them are haramis, all support Israel. Greece and Spain, big wildfires continuing. So they appeal to the European Union, please send us your planes and all that to help us. We cannot control these wildfires and so forth. India, big problems there. Today, 15 August in India, is Independence Day. So yesterday was Independence Day for Pakistan, 14 August, and 15 August is Independence Day. Oh, you Indians, oh, you Muslims, oh, you Hindus, oh, you Christians and Sikhs, before partition took place, you had one Qaumi Tarana, you had one national anthem day in India, United India, let's call it. Before partition, whose Qaumi Tarana was that? Whose words were that? It was Allama Muhammad bin Iqbal, Rahimahumullah, Marhum. You see that? So he had it, and wonderful words if you read it and understood it. So read what Iqbal had to say, Hamara Hindustan, Hamara Hind, and what have you, you see that. So anyway, so you should know that. India, big problems. You see, they oppress our Muslims there in Kashmir, there in India. So Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Flesh floods in Kashmir. The Hindu pilgrims were going to a shrine to worship the idols and so forth. And the rain came, 50 of them minimum dead, another 50 of them missing. So the death toll will go to 70, 80, 100 or more. So we can't say we sympathize with them or offer condolence. We say they deserve what they got because they are oppressing our brothers, sisters, children in Kashmir. So therefore, we have no sympathy for them and no empathy for them. Just like the Americans and the Israelis, they are our worst enemies, Quran says. Chapter 5, verse number 82, the ending, the last verse of the 6 Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies today, tomorrow, and in the future will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Hindus. We never said every Hindu or every Jew, but we definitely are saying and will say, and we said it in the past and we reiterate, majority Jews, majority Hindus, our arch enemy, and you can see what's happening there in Israel and India. Yesterday, 14th of August, was the 12th anniversary of the Rabah massacre there in Cairo. Our president, there are 3 people, we make dua for them. One is Hafiz Dr. Mohamed Morsi. So he was deposed and removed by him, Sisi, the Pharaoh, the Murtad, the Munafiq, the Kafir, the Shaitan, and his army. Obviously, that was with the permission of America and so forth. So Mursi, he supported Hamas. And we went there after all this year, remember that. So 12 years have passed, and when they sent him to sentence him to jail, there were big demonstration, protests. So hundreds and thousands of people were killed and injured. So that's 12th anniversary. Don't forget your history. So who are the three people we make dua for them in our time, the leaders? So one is King Faisal, a shaheed of Saudi Arabia. 1975, assassinated in March, we read his Salatul Janaza Ghaiban in the Karachi, Karachi, you understand, in Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya. I don't know. I know you were there, Mawlana Salim Kareem, but I don't know if you participated or not. I participated in that Janaza Salat. The Saudi ambassador and the Saudi diplomatic corps came there, and to Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri's Madrasa, established in 1954. So they read it. We said, these guys are reading, let us read also. I explained to you all yesterday the whole thing. So one King Faisal, a shaheed, good man. You see, he showed America a big lesson. Kissinger came and said, remove this oil embargo. He said, you remove all these settlements and remove all the restrictions. My heart's desire is, I want to read Salat there in Masjidul Aqsa before Mamat, before death. Over which one of the Arab leaders, tanpots, murtads, haramis can say anything today? So one is Hafiz Dr. Muhammad Mursi. One is King Faisal al-Shaheed. And the next one is not my uncle, we share the same surname, Saddam Hussein. So President Saddam Hussein, a shaheed, the Kafir Shias, and the Americans, remember, executed him. He had a nice beard, he was reading the Kalima, Ashadu Allah, ilaha illallah, and that's how he meets Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. He said, I will never bow down to you, America and Kafir Shias. Therefore, we don't say he never committed crimes. He committed major crimes. Me and you committed major sins. Since when you became so pious, you must remember. So therefore, we make dua for them. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Now we come to our South African news. Yesterday, mashallah, I read my Maghrib Isha in Sufi Masjid. And then I decided after Isha, let me answer all the emails, all the WhatsApp messages, hundreds of them. And then my brother there, the secretary of Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab, contacted me. Hafiz Ishaq, the son of Maulana Desai Majlis, has been found. So I contacted him. I said, can I go on air? He said, please go on air. So 9 o'clock, we were the first one to break the news, alhamdulillah. So Hafiz Ishaq, the beloved son of Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab Hafizahullah, is back home with his wife and 6 children. So Allah Jalla Wala keep him, keep all of us always safe. And remember, I want to share something here with you. And pay attention to what I'm saying. Study the entire Quran Sharif. You won't find anywhere, only in chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ If you don't abstain, refrain from interest, usury, riba, sood, viaj, call it whatever you want to, I gave you in various languages, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 2, verse 279. Go study Bukhari Sharif. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَدِيثَ قُدْسِي مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيَّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ When you harm my waliullah, my special friends, I Allah Jalla Wala wage war for you. These people who did all these things, there must be consequences. That is Allah's system, remember that. See the consequences that Kamal Ataturk suffered, remember that. You will see what will happen to Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir, and Smotrich, and MBS, and MBZ, and all these haramis. If they make tawbah, well and good. If they don't make tawbah, remember my words. So may Almighty Allah protect our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab and his family. Ameen. Cyril Ramaphosa, the good-for-nothing president of South Africa. Can you believe this? He is unaware that he is South African National Defense Force chief went to Iran and now he comes back. Ben and Cyril doesn't know. How the hell you run a country? The chief of the army goes to Iran. He discusses with them. And you as a president, though, what the hell are you guys doing, please, man? Therefore, me, I can never vote for you. I'll vote for the vote of no confidence. Yeah, in this thing, remember, in Soweto, Maponya Mall, big problems yesterday. Shooting with all these taxi guys. One side are the taxi guys. Other guys are the e-hailers and all those Uber guys and what have you. So everybody fighting for their own turf, and some people got killed. Whether it's one, two, Allah alone knows. Remember, one of the opposition party in South Africa claims, I think it's exaggerated, but they know better. Mzansi, you see, Rise Mzansi. They say that there are 2 million illegal firearms in South Africa. I can believe 1 million, but 2 million, I think they're stretching it a bit far. But anyway, that is Rise Mzansi said so. 2 million illegal firearms. South Africa and Iran are strengthening military ties. So therefore he went, but Cyril doesn't know. 10 Afrikaner girls, that's what they wrote in the Citizen newspaper. 10 Afrikaner girls, okay, we can say ladies or girls, whatever, are on the way to US. To you girls and you Afrikaners who are there in America, in Washington, New York, wherever, we say foot sack to you. Don't come back and rot there. You understood? America is going for civil war. Israel is going for civil war. Write it down from now. I'm telling you, inshallah, Allahumma shattit shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim, ya rabbal alameen. President Zuma's daughter, Duduza, I hope I pronounce it right. So Duduza, you see, Zuma. So now they say she was inciting the violence and all that day in Durban. So the trial date is set for November and so forth this year. So she will have to appear in court again. You remember a character? He was the chief executive of Eskom, Brian Molefi. He is in big trouble. One of the insurance companies have charged him with 4.4 million lawsuit against him. His bills are just rising up one way. And me, I have no sympathy for them. Let me be clear. Okay, today program 10 to 10:30 is nikah. All of you, your sons, daughters, grandchildren, uncle, auntie getting married, send it now to Junaid Mota. Just the announcement, we're not coming to the nikah. We're practicing on the hadith. A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. So between 10 and 10:30 this morning, Mozaid will announce it. And that is the nikah announcements. So now send 084-786-3132. Send it on WhatsApp number. The khutbah today from Makkah Mukarramah is 11:25 South African time. Saudi time, Makkah time, 12:25 by Bandar Balila. It will be another lullaby khutbah, I can tell you that. And we will be, inshallah, my brother Ahmad Abdi will pick me up. And we will be there in Kelvin. You see, Masjid Abdullah bin Salam. And inshallah, the Adhan will go 12:25. The lecture will be 12:30. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Gee, Ma Salim, we have 10 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Ihram with Muhammad washing powder before departing for Umrah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My brother, my sister, remember that the laws and restrictions that come regarding Ihram is after you made your intention, after you read the Labbaik, you made intention for Umrah. Nawaitul Umrah tafayassirha li wa taqabbala minni. In any language, Ya Allah, I made intention for Umrah, make it easy and accept it. And then you read Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. Now the restrictions apply. You can't use perfume, no husband-wife talk, you can't be flirting and tuning up your wife and so forth. So remember, that is after your intention and your talbiyah.
Mufti Sahab, can a Sunni Muslim marry a Catholic woman without her accepting Islam?
Totally haram. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi's best fatwa that I have read in Fatawa Muhasara, Nikahul Kitabiyah, a masterpiece fatwa. Allah grant Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi Jannat al-Firdaus. I don't agree with all these fatwas and verdict, but this one was a masterpiece. And that book, Fatawa Muhasara, I bought there at Masjidul Aqsa, just next to it, the bookshop. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahimahullah, in his Urdu translation, Ma'ariful Quran, and the English English also is available, both in 8 volumes. Go refer to chapter 5, verse number 5. I ask you one question, Muslim, just one. You say you want to marry a Catholic lady. After 1 year, 2 years, she gives birth. What will she do with your son and daughter? She will bring them up as a Muslim. She will bring them up as Christians. They'll be running around with a crucifix, with a cross. How can you as a Muslim ever think of that? And if she's not a devoted, dedicated one, then she'll bring wine, dine and swine right inside your house there. Totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to perform Ishraq and Shah Salah in units of 4 or only in units of 2?
Remember that today, here by us, the sunrise is 6:36 according to my Al-Fajr watch, right? So 15 minutes after that, so we just say 10:52. So now you want to read 2 rakat, you understand, Salatul Ishraq. And thereafter you want to read Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz, what you call, the proper name is Salatul Duha. So all permissible. You want to read 4 rakats Ishraq, one shot. You know how you read the sunnahs of Zohar before the Zohar Salat. Or you want to read after that 4 rakats Salatul Duha. So an Hanafi say all permissible. Shafi, somebody in them say, no, you should read it in 2s. So remember, there's 3 issues here. Number one is this. That what time the Salatul Ishraq start? 15 minutes or so after sunrise. What time the Salatul Duha start? Also 15 minutes or so after sunrise. So that's the first issue. Second, what is the minimum amount you read? You read 2 rakats, fine, right? And then you want to read 4, 4. So that's not permissible. Majority scholars, Hanafi say that is permissible. Majority scholars say you should read it in 2s, pairs of 2s, not in 4s. So that is where we are. So best is to read it in 2s. So al-khuruj and al-khilaf. So you come out from all the difference of opinion, and then there's ijma and consensus. If you read it in 2s, all the scholars will say very good and excellent.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to meet a woman for the purpose of seeking marriage without family and a mahram?
So what you want to... So what you want to do, you want to court with her, you want to flirt with her, tell her, my poppy, I'll meet you there, by that shop there, by that restaurant. We must come to know one another. So then you will touch her fingers, and she will touch your fingers, and then you will exchange the cell numbers, and then you might give her a peck on the neck, you see that, and all that. All haram, my brother. Quran, Kareem, certain things Allah mentions both ways, the masculine, feminine, so that there must be no ambiguity and doubt left in the minds of people. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانِ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَانِ أَخْدَانِ A lady cannot have a boyfriend and a sugar daddy, and you, the man, you can't have a mistress and a girlfriend and all. So totally haram. You say you want to go and check her out for marriage. You want to check her out for marriage? So her father must be there, or her brother must be there, some mahram, somebody she can never ever marry, and must be a big guy, not some small lightiki, 6, 8, 10 years old there. So remember, so that is compulsory. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, la yakhluwanna rajulun bimraatin illa wa thalithuhuma shaitan. It can't happen in Islam that a strange male and a strange female, that they meet in privacy, there's nobody else there but the third party is Satan, is Lucifer, Shaitan. Authentic hadith in Mishkan Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. I heard Hazrat Mawana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu, who passed away on a Friday in 1992. Hazrat Mawana Masadiq Desai Sahib Sheikh, he said, everything I got, now is Hazrat Ji's duas. You go ask him. So you must remember that. So Hazrat Ji, I heard him saying, if in one place Hazrat Rabia Basriya is there, and in the same place Hazrat Hassan Basri is there, and they were the awliyaullah of their time, but they alone there, even that is haram. You must remember that. Today you get the sheikhs, they alone with their murida, with their female disciple alone, and then you see some, you see this monk, the monk is alone, and the nun is alone, and then the gravity and chemistry takes over, and then what you see some monkey business taking on. So you must understand that Junaid Muttah, Islam said no monkey business and no monkey business, all haram, not permissible.
Isab, after finishing tawaf, can I read my wajib tawaf anyway, or do I have to read it in the haram?
No, by haram, what they mean, our people are simple, you know, they think the haram is the structure of Masjidul Haram, all the tiles and all that, you see the marble. You can read it there in the hotel also, it's fine. You can read it in Mina also, it's fine. You can read it in Arafat, or you can read it in Muzdalifah also, it's fine. So all these places you can read, it's fine. So yes, at best you read it inside the masjid. You don't read in the masjid, read in a hotel, totally permissible. After your tawaf, and now you are drinking zamzam, and then the wind came out. Now what? So you go to your hotel, make nice wuzu, go relieve yourself, and then read the two rakat salat. To read the two rakat salat after any tawaf, nafil tawaf, voluntary tawaf, is wajib. According to the Hanafi school and according to the Shafis and them, it is sunnah. So what is samaratul ikhtilaf? So where will you see the difference? The difference you will see, let's say you went around the Baytullah 21 times. So 7 circuits, 7 round constitutes 1 tawaf. So Hanafis will say you have to read 2 rakat salat thrice. 2 rakats, then again 2 rakats, then again 2 rakats. So according to Shafi's, Ambalis and them, they say, you just read 2 rakats once, the tadakhul will take place, it will be incorporated, and that will suffice. So that is how the difference of opinion will become apparent. Last question.
Ustisab, I have come for Umrah, I have taken medication to stop my monthly cycle, but I am spotty. What should I do?
No, you can't perform Umrah in that condition, and all you ladies, just leave all this medicine and all that, it's not even permissible. So you must remember that you must let nature take its course, and thereafter, if you are 100% sure you are clean, then remember you are in your ihram, remember that. And now that you can take a shower, you can change your clothes, your underwear, you can't use soap, shampoo, lotion, all these things. When you're 100% sure it has stopped, then take your first ghusl, and thereafter from your hotel, you just go perform Umrah. You don't have to go to Masjid Aisha and all that there. And if it's time for your departure and you haven't performed the Umrah, so remember, just cut your hair, come out of Ihram, slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah, just go there to where Mina ends and where Muzdalifah starts. The Masbah is there, the big avatar is there, and you slaughter it there, mashallah, and then in future, qadha of that Umrah is compulsory and mandatory upon you. May Almighty Allah Jalla Ala protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. Jummah today will be in Kelvin, and inshallah the khutbah will be rendered by Bandar Balila, 11:25 South African time. Nikah announcements, please send your nikahs announcements now, immediately, at 084-786-3132, 084-786-3132. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.